Welcome to a special edition of the Bumblecast. I'm your host, Ian Flynn, the Bumble King, and joining me as always is my Bumble co-host, Kyle, JCRB Krause.
I hear we have a big guest for this episode.
Indeed, indeed. Riding out the coattails of the dearly departed Dr. Starline, folks have paid for a guest episode with Big the Cat. Now, this is not any official voice actor. No one with actual range and ability. No. This is me specifically doing my extremely dated and bad impression of SA1 era Big that they want to hear for like a half hour.
How dare you pull the curtain back so far? How could you do that?
I'm going to be as crystal clear as I can here. People want this, Kyle, and by dingy, we are going to give it to them.
Okay, well, I guess if this is what the people want, then we got to oblige, and we got to do it. So, fine. I guess we'll just...
Thank you to everyone who submitted your questions. I'm going to shuffle on out, and Big will just kind of shuffle on in.
All right. Well, this at least should be better for me than the Starline episode.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be far less confrontational.
I hope so. Hey, Big, what's up, buddy?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm also good. I'm glad to see you. You are much nicer than our previous guest, I would say, already.
Okay.
You seem very friendly. Would you be willing to answer some questions?
Okay.
All right. Well, good. Let's go ahead and you just make sure you talk into that microphone there and then. Yeah. Just make sure you speak into that whenever you're answering your questions and we'll be good. A lot of people have a lot of questions for you. So we're going to go ahead and get into it.
Okay.
Here's a question from Colin B. Dear Big, what were Mama and Papa Big like?
Big.
I mean, what else were they like?
Oh, they were large.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
They were cats?
They were cats? Okay, good. At least they were cats.
Yay, I got that one right.
There's no right or wrong answers, Big. People are just asking questions about you.
Okay.
So, it's okay. You're good. Here's a question from Funfloof the Cartoon. Hello, Big.
Hello.
Nice to see you're going to be answering questions from some nice fellow fishing folks. I wanted to ask where your frog cruiser is. The pretty car that Dodonpa gave you during his races. Is it somewhere around your place in Mystic Ruins, or do you have it in an undisclosed location?
It's in the river. I'll fish it up when I need it.
That's a interesting storage location, Big. I guess it works.
Dodonpa says to keep it running, and the water's always running. So it's in the river.
All right. That makes sense. Can't argue with that. Here's a question from JR Unbound. If you could have a wisp as a pet, which one would you choose, and what would you name them?
Is there a frog-like one? I would like a frog-like one. But not a fish-like one, because I would eat it, and then I would be sad.
Aw. Well, I'm sure we can find a nice frog version of a wisp for you.
Yay!
We'll figure something out. Speaking of frogs, here's a question from Cultured Frog. Greetings, Mr. Big. I'm an enormous fan of yours. I wanted to ask, why is
Yay!
There... I wanted to ask you, why is there a portrait of your person hanging on one of the Princess Blaze the Cat's offices? Are you secretly a royal from the Soul Empire? What are your personal ties with Miss Blaze? Thank you for your valuable time.
I don't know. That sounds weird. although I heard the emperor, he left on a fishing trip a long time ago. He should finish and go home. I haven't seen him, though.
Have you seen him before?
No.
No? Okay. Here's one from Levi C. Hey, Big, I was wondering, have you seen that purple cat Blaze around? You raced against her in Dodonpa's... Okay, good. You raced against her in Dodonpa's Grand Prix. Was she related to you in any way?
Yep.
Oh, really? How so?
Yeah. At some point, she was relative to my left, and sometimes she was relative to my right. So, we're relatives.
All right. Cool. Do you have a sister or anything?
No.
No?
If I did, I lost it.
Oh, that's a shame.
I can't find it right now.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe later. We have a question from Sudwig. Hi, Big.
Hi.
I heard you once took the tornado for a ride. So where did you learn to fly a plane?
Right then.
So, like, immediately you learned how to fly a plane? Like,
yep.
Right when you were the first time you flew a plane?
Yep.
That's impressive.
It had a little fishing rod on the front, and I pulled up, and I went up, and I pushed it down, and I went down.
Wow.
Easy.
It is easy, yes. Flying a plane? Ah, it's simple. I like it. Here's one from PigDan20. Hey, Big. Big fan here. I know you don't go out of your way to ever fish for any compliments, but I have to reel it in here and be perfectly blunt with my quite sophisticated question. I really admire your fishing hobby, and it really makes you stand apart from the rest of your friends and gives you this unique flair I immensely respect. But for ages, I've been seriously pondering this one question because I think it will give me excellent insight into your deeper inner philosophy. Do you spare the lives of the fish you capture on your regular fishing trips, or do you consume them with no second thoughts? If you do eat them, what's your favorite variety, and what's the taste like?
Well, all the fish I find are drowning, so I pull them out of the water so they don't drown. But then they die, and that is sad. But you can't waste food, so then I eat them. I like the tasty ones.
I'm sure they appreciate being rescued from you, but I think they actually like the water.
Oh, yeah. They love it, but they just stay down too long.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You stay there too long, you hear the bad music.
It's true. You do. Oh, no. You don't want to hear the bad music. That's no fun at all. No.
No.
No bad music. No, only fun and happy music.
Yay!
Here's a question from Mike A. Hey, Big, there's a lot of stressed people out there. Who do you think needs a nice, relaxing day fishing the most? Keep enjoying the lazy days in paradise.
Everyone should have a nice fishing trip. Everyone deserves nice things.
Really? Even Eggman?
Maybe if he had more nice things, he would be nicer.
I mean, that's rather profound, Big. I'm rather impressed. Wow.
Yay!
Talking to you is fun. Here's a question.
Yay!
Here's one from Duck Dealer. Big, what would you do if you had the Phantom Ruby? Note, as you were in Adamant at the time, the Phantom Ruby is a gemstone that can warp the perception of reality of those around it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What would you do with it?
I would make it a nice day to go fishing, and then I would go fishing.
You know what? I can appreciate that. I like that. Thank you. That's a very, very nice answer. All right, here's the question from Holly A. Hello, Big. I have a question for you.
Hi.
In the past, Froggy has taken you on many unexpected adventures. Which one's your favorite? Is it one we haven't seen? Okay, I love you, Big Guy. Have a nice day of fishing.
Okay, bye. We take trips all the time. He leaves first, which is part of the game, I think. I like all the new fishing spots we find when we go on our adventures.
He seems to take you on a lot of them, but you just stick with him. That's very, very, very kind of you.
Well, friends have to look after friends, after all.
That's true. That's true. Here's a question from Butter Noodles to Mr. the Cat. Hey there, Big. I just got to know what your favorite color is. It's been I just got to know what your favorite color is. It's been scraping my mind for years.
Green.
Green, huh?
Green.
Wow. Is that because Froggy is green?
He is.
Oh. You didn't realize that?
No. Oh. That's nice.
Yeah, he is green.
I'll have to tell him when I see him.
I'm sure he'll appreciate it. Here's a question from Dove. Dear Big the Cat, since you are the true source of power in the universe, perhaps you can tell me where the Chaos Emeralds came from? And if you can't, what's a good recipe for homemade shrimp ramen? Thanks either way, your friend, Dove.
I don't know about the Chaos Emeralds, but my lucky charm just kind of appeared one day. That's why it was lucky. Didn't bring me a lot of luck afterwards, though.
I know, I remember that one. That was a heck of an adventure, though.
It was not a normal fishing day, that's for sure. shrimp ramen. To make shrimp ramen, first you make ramen. Then you cook shrimp. Then you put the shrimp on the ramen. Then you eat it.
That sounds good. I like it. That's a very, very straightforward recipe. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Here's one from Scruffy Matt. You turned up in some wacky places during the events of Sonic Adventure 2, even aboard the Space Colony Ark. But two of your appearances that intrigued me the most were aboard the helicopter Sonic jumped out of, and then later in a cell on Prison Island. So I have to ask, what in the name of Chili Dogs did you do to make Gun want to arrest you?
I let Sonic escape the helicopter.
Oh, why did you do that?
Well, there was no food or in-flight movies. He wasn't happy.
That's a good point, yeah. Okay, well. But why were you on the helicopter to begin with?
Well, that's my job.
Are you a pilot?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I won't pry anymore. I guess we'll see. I don't know. You have some intriguing mysteries about you, Big.
Okay.
We have a question from Hedgehog 2234. Big, if you had the opportunity to take someone fishing with you and they couldn't say no, who would you choose and why?
Froggy. He is my best friend.
Is there anyone else you would take with you other than Froggy?
Sure.
Like who?
Anybody. Everyone likes fishing.
I mean, yeah, they should. We have a question from Ryan W. Hi, Big. I just wanted to know what kind of fish is your personal white whale? Something you have been trying to catch but can never seem to find.
I heard there was this whopper over in Loch Ness, but I still haven't found anything quite interesting yet.
Oh.
There was the plesiosaur, but that was too easy.
I think that might be the one in Loch Ness, Big.
Oh, I found it.
Good job.
Yay!
Yay! Here's one from Clay S. Hi, Big. Just wanted to let you know that I spotted Froggy hopping around my property. I want to offer him...
Froggy? Froggy!
Hold on, Big. Let me finish. Hold on. We'll get him. We'll get him. Hold on. They continue... I want to offer him some shelter since my surroundings are a little treacherous. I'd send him back on his way to you, or you could pick him up. But how do you care for a frog? Any tips from the master?
Just keep him in a nice, damp, warm place. He doesn't need much. I will come get him right now. Move, Kyle.
No, no, Big, hold on.
Move, Kyle.
Big, he's safe. He's safe. We
Move,
we,
Kyle.
We have...
Move, Kyle. Move, please, Kyle. Froggy!
Froggy! Okay, fine. You can come get him and then... Okay, we'll take a break and you can go get Froggy and then we'll come back. Okay? Sound good.
Okay!
Okay, come back!
Froggy!
Come back! Come back when you're done! Alright, welcome back, Big. I'm glad you came back. You got Froggy with you. We're good. I think everything's fine now, right? Everything's good? Okay, good. Okay, here's a question from Israel D. Hey, big guy.
Hi.
Won't you settle a bet for me and tell me who came first? And sorry, but I don't know is not an acceptable answer.
Who?
Who? Like, who came first? You know, like, who? Can you tell me who came first?
Oh, who?
Yeah, who? Like, who came first?
Who?
That's what I'm saying. Who?
Right.
Yeah. No, wait. Who came first?
Correct.
Who is who?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know someone named Who, Big?
Yes.
Who are they?
Who?
I... the who? Like, the who per... The person. Who is the person who came first?
Who?
That's what I'm wondering. That's what Israel's wondering.
And I'm telling you.
It's who? Okay, well, who is who?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. I guess we'll never know. Except Big. Big will know. But we do have a question here from Edwin C. How did Froggy and Big meet each other in the first place?
We were in the same place at the same time.
Where was that? Did you catch him on a fishing trip or something?
Nope. I was there, and then Froggy was there, and then we were both there.
Wow.
It was a good day.
Sounds like it. We have a question from ESS Stuffs. Actually, we have a few questions from ESS Stuffs, I guess. Have you ever met Styx the Badger?
No. Is she nice? Because maybe she could stop the crazy lady who's always talking around my house looking for Bigfoot.
Big, that's Styx. That is Styx the Badger. She is the crazy lady who does that.
Oh, I hope she finds him and then leaves me alone.
When was the last time you ever saw Sonic? Was it in classic form?
I don't know what forms he has. There's the gold one, and the fast one, and the round one.
The round one, yes. Have you ever seen more than one Sonic in one place at the same time?
If I cross my eyes real hard, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. When was the last time you saw him? It was probably during a race, actually.
Maybe.
What is your opinion on hamburgers?
I don't like opinions. I just like lettuce and tomato.
Yeah, I'm okay. I mean, onions. I like onions. I don't like tomato, though, but it's okay. I think we can still have a burger. And what do you think of my art? I will draw you soon.
Yay, I like it.
All right. Well, here's a question from Stacy H. Hi, Big. Have you ever gone fishing with Sonic and Tails? If so, what are they like and who's best at it? Does Tails have any tech to make it easier, or do you prefer to just go old school and stick to the basics?
Sometimes Sonic is very good at waiting. He doesn't wait very long, but he's good at it when he does. Tails brought a lot of things. I don't know what they did, but he hooked a whopper. And then I had to pull him back to shore.
Well, you know, it just, he didn't catch it, huh? It just took Tails right off the
beach. No, he caught it. He did a good job. He caught it real good.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have the biomass to have the proper torque to get against the water resistance out of a fish that size.
Okay. All right. I understand. He's very small.
He is.
He is.
That's how he flies.
I guess that makes sense. Could you fly big? Have you tried?
I have not tried, no.
Oh.
If I fly too high, it's hard to cast into the water, you know.
That's a good point. We have a question from Jael. Dear Big, I am a huge fan of you. I really hope you make an appearance in the third Sonic movie. I'm curious, how did you and Froggy meet? Why do you like fishing so much? Who's your favorite friend besides Froggy? And can I have your autograph? Just kidding.
Well, I was in the last two movies, so I would assume I'll be in the third one.
You were? Where were you?
Yeah, in the background.
Oh, really?
You gotta look real hard. I'm not that big. I'm kind of stealthy. It's the stripes.
Ah.
It's nature's camouflage.
Aha, okay.
Question. I met Froggy when we were in the same place at the same time. Question. I don't have favorites. That would mean someone isn't as much my friend as another friend, and that is sad.
Aww.
Question. You can have my autocraft, but I have to fish it out of the river first.
Okay. Why do you like fishing so much?
Everyone loves fishing. Fishing is good. Fishing is relaxing. Fishing is mentally stimulating. It trains mind, body, and soul to be as one as it reaches out into the completely different state of being as you and Rod become a singular presence within the water.
Yes. Wow. Here's one from Waiting to Respawn. I hear you're not typically the adventuring type, but have you gone on any that stick out to you? Do you, Amy and Cream, ever drag you along on theirs, or do you just tend to do your own thing?
Nope.
Really? What about all those adventures you went on? You showed up in a lot of places on that one adventure Sonic was going on. After the helicopter incident.
Well, that's because I had to go into work, and I had to arrest Sonic, and then I let him go, and then I got arrested, and then I had to go home, and then I got very, very, very lost.
Okay, well, how did you end up in the Secret Rings universe, though?
I got very, very... very lost.
I guess you took a wrong turn at Albuquerque and ended up inside a book, huh?
It happens.
Yeah, I can imagine. Here's one from Ethan M. Is Wednesday your favorite day of the week?
Yes, I get to go fishing on Wednesdays.
Is there any other... Do you go fishing other days, too?
Yep.
Every other day?
Yep. And then the days in between.
The days in between the other days? Okay. Very cool. Every day. I like it. We got a question from Sam Cybercat. Hey, big guy.
Hey, little guy.
When you stare into the void, what stares back?
Void? Or Lumina? I get them confused sometimes.
I can see that. We got a question from Annie R. Hello to everyone from Brazil. Passing by to ask the big purple cat himself, how does he like his fish? Any favorite dish? Hope everyone has a good day.
I like all fish.
What about fish as food?
Yes. Oh. Cooked, usually.
Okay. You do cook your fish? You don't eat the raw fish?
I don't have the dexterity for proper sashimi.
Oh, that's a shame.
That and Froggy has a gluten allergy.
Well, we got a question here from Fang the Werehog. Hey, big guy.
Hey, little guy.
My question for you is, how do you manage to get around all the time? Like, for example, how did you get to the Starfall Islands before Sonic and Friends?
I don't think that happened yet. You shouldn't be playing with the time stones. That's bad.
Oh no. Oh no. Someone's been doing some stuff big. That's bad. That is bad.
I remember when Froggy ate one.
Oh no.
We got back before we even left.
Oh no. That must have been confusing.
Yeah.
Well, where were you during the big war with the Eggman Empire?
Fishing.
Did you even know there was a war going on?
No. Did everyone have fun?
Depends on your definition of fun, but they're all okay now, maybe.
Yay!
I guess there were some losses, though. But it's nobody you know, so it's probably okay.
Okay.
Okay. And we have a question from Scurvy Pirate Hog. Hey, Big, how's it hanging?
Hey, from a line?
Oh, okay. Out of curiosity, since you live out in the jungle with Froggy, you ever come across Styx the Badger? What's your thoughts on her?
I see plenty of Styx, but just that one badger. Oh, you said that was crazy lady. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, yes.
I see her.
Does she bug you?
She's a badger.
I guess she does badger you, huh? That would make sense.
Yes.
Well, she's nice once you get to know her, but she can be a little annoying. I get it. I understand.
It's the first time I've wanted to install walls.
We have a question from Jonathan S. So Big, I have to ask, what is Froggy's favorite food?
Flies. They're hard to catch, but I'm good at fly fishing.
Ha ha! I see what you did there.
What'd I do?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We have a question from Pan Dulce. Hi, Big. Would you accept someone to go fishing with you?
Hi.
Would you accept someone to go fishing with you? I'd love to go fishing with you sometime.
Sure. Everyone can go fishing.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. We have a question from Jewel S. Big, what is your favorite place to fish?
In the water?
Yeah, but like, where do you like to go to fish? What is like your favorite fishing hole?
The one with fish in it.
Right, but where would that be located, you know?
Where there's water and there's fish.
Oh. Okay, well, all right. In a hole, I assume? I hope.
Or a river, or an ocean, or an enclave, or an oasis. Or an underground grotto.
Is there any of those you prefer fishing in, or does it matter?
Do they have fish in them?
Yeah.
Then they're fishing spots.
Okay.
Yay! Well, that's good.
I'm glad you're not picky. Here is a question from Matt L. Big, why does Froggy leave you sometimes?
He likes to wander. He is very brave.
You're pretty brave for going after him, honestly. He seems to get into trouble a lot.
That's why I'm his friend. I keep him out of trouble until he gets in trouble. And then I have to get him out of trouble.
And then you get in trouble too, though, sometimes.
Oh.
But
I suppose.
But you always seem to get out of it too, you know? You're good at getting out of trouble, so.
It's the stripes. They're natural camouflage.
All right, well, we got a question from James S. So what is the strongest thing you ever lifted?
Amy and Cream. They're pretty strong.
Yes, but I think they mean the heaviest thing.
Oh, I don't know, but it was big and it was heavy.
But you don't remember what it was?
No, just that it was big and also heavy.
Well, there was that car in Station Square. Was that heavy, the one you lifted to get into the hole underneath it?
No.
Yeah, it didn't seem like you were struggling.
All that
with
had
it.
Was a steel frame.
Here is a question from Colm O. What cartoony fish species from another video game series looks the tastiest to you, and which one looks the most fun to fish for?
The moonfish of Arcadia are really hard to spot. Yeah, I gotta use a special lure for them. But they're really good. My cheap cheeps aren't really fun. They're too easy. There's a bridge where they just jump right at you. Don't even need to cast your line.
No, yeah, they just jump right into your face. It's kind of annoying, honestly.
There's no challenge.
Nope.
And there's lots of fishing on planet 4546B. Some real whoppers out there, I'll tell you.
Wow, you've been to 456B? Wow. What kind of things have you seen there?
Froggy kind of wandered away. I was worried, so I followed. And we got there, and I thought, when in Rome, fish like the Romans do.
Wow. There's a lot of water on that planet, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some very strange creatures. Probably fish you've never seen before.
All sorts, but fish are fish. And so I fish.
Were any of them scary?
No. You see one fish, you see them all. Some are big, some are small. Some are bright colors. Some scream like the unholy death arising from the abyss. But they can all get reeled in with enough effort.
That's good. I appreciate the positive attitude, Big. Here's a question from Nightmare Egg. Big, you are the best. I love you. Do you have a favorite ice cream flavor? Mine is cookies and cream, and enjoy your fishing.
Yay, cookies and cream. That's a good one. I don't think they make fish flavor.
No, but there's one that's called fish food, even though it's not fish food. You don't want to feed it to fish. It's not real fish food, but it's
okay.
But it's good. It's delicious, but it's not real fish food.
I will have to try some.
Yes, you will. I think you will. And so just don't expect it to taste like fish.
Okay.
We got a question from Jared R. How did you discover your love of fishing?
I tried fishing once. I liked it.
Would you say you were hooked?
No, I'm careful with the hooks.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you practice safety. That's very, very smart. Here's a question from SwordT40. Hello, Big. I have a question for you. What's your favorite sound or music to fall asleep to?
Running water.
That is a nice sound. Sometimes. Sometimes it makes me have to go to the bathroom. Also, I hope you're not too strong for this, but I would like a big hug from the big cat himself.
Yay, hugs!
Now, don't crush them. Be gentle, Big. And we have one last question for you. Big, one of my favorite characters, and I hope he is your favorite too. I was wondering if Big in the IDW comic would be determined to save Froggy by stopping Eggman. He may have had a big role in Sonic Adventure and Heroes, but to Big, seemed to see Badniks and Eggman as bullies since he did not know that Froggy was stolen by Eggman and Metal Sonic. So what I'm asking is, would Big ever try to fight Eggman if he stole Froggy and he is aware of it?
I don't like fighting.
Yeah, but you did fight a bunch of robots with Amy and Cream.
No. We went on an adventure. Mm-hmm. And Eggman sent a bunch of the robots that shot pretty fireworks or spun around all silly, and we got to play with them. I broke a few, but Amy said it was okay, so we just kept on playing.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, it seemed like they were trying to hurt you, though, or hurt your friends.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Just a good time. Those chaotics, they teased my friends. It's not nice to tease my friends.
You're right, it isn't. It's not nice at all. But I hope you've reconciled with them, because the chaotics, they're actually all right. They're okay. Mm-hmm. They're okay. Well, Big...
Hector is a weird fish, but he's not bad.
He seems like a decent fellow. All right, Big. Well, that's all the questions we have for you. Thank you for thank you for being here.
You are welcome.
I hope you had fun. I'm glad you found Froggy.
Yes, hello, Froggy.
All right.
Let's go home.
All right, Vig. I'll see you later, all right?
Okay.
Have a good evening, buddy. See you later. He's nice. I like him.
Okay, you know what? There is absolutely no passing that guy in the hallway. He has to go first, and then all other traffic can follow.
Yeah, I know, but he's a nice guy, though, man. I like him.
Sure, sure.
I'm sorry you didn't get to talk to him. What happened? Why'd you go?
Well, you know, there's only so much room in the studio, and he takes up all of it.
Well, you know, I guess maybe we can listen back later. It was a fun conversation. He's surprisingly conversational.
No, I would certainly hope so.
He's a very friendly fellow. I am glad, because he's a lot better than that freaking duck we had.
Yeah, well, that's in the past.
Yep.
And I'm glad he was good to listen to, because otherwise that would be an excruciatingly cringy 30 minutes.
Well, that's it. That's all we have.
Yep. Thank you again for our patrons over at patreon.com/bumblecast, ko-fi.com/bumblecast, and our YouTube members for not only supporting the show, but for sponsoring this episode. If you would like your own guest spot on the show, or goodness, if you want another character spot, that's the places you can go and make it happen.
Yes. We'll figure something out. So thank you, Big, for coming on the show. Thank you, Ian, for allowing me to talk with Big for a bit. It was fun.
And thank you for driving the whole thing.
Yes. Luckily, I didn't drive it into the river like Big did with his car, but it's fine.
I beg your pardon? That thing is an intergalactic piece of machinery. He drove it into the river?
Well, he had to store it somewhere.
Like a garage! Okay, you know what? We're going to discuss this later. Be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and we'll see you next time on the Bumblecast. What do you mean he drove it into the river? Tails has a freaking fleet of, like, garages and stuff. Could he not just hold on to the car?
Well, at least he'll know where it is when he goes to go get it again.
Yeah, but it's going to be nothing but waterlogged silt. That engine's not going to run. Well, I mean, it's the dump pod. Maybe that thing does run on water and silt.
Who knows? Honestly. My question for you is, how do you manage to get around all the time? Like, for example, how did you get to Starfall Islands before Sonic and Friends? Also, where were you during the war with the Eggman Empire? P.S. Say hi to Froggy for me.
Let's break this one up, because I can't flow with that one.
Okay.
That's too mentally cognizant for Big.
Okay. Sometimes it makes me have to go to the bathroom. Also, I hope...
something I can say, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Big is going to be strictly G-rated.
Okay, good, good, good. You didn't put a break in here, but I think this is a good place for one.
No, but it works.
Yes.
If you can find, like, car alarm sounds and various braking noises to put in there, that'd be really funny.
Move Kyle. Move Kyle. At least Big knows my name.
Yeah.